The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am here in the Boca Raton, and my co-host, Janet Cimarelli, should be in the shore area of New Jersey. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. I am in the shore area of New Jersey, and it's absolutely beautiful. Blue skies, fabulous breeze, and 73 degrees. What does that sound like to us?
It sounds like heaven.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Well, I'm sure that you're enjoying it. And how many more days are you going to take advantage of this?
Well, I wish I were taking advantage of it for a number of more days, but I will be back in Florida this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be a pleasure to have you back here in the studios of the WWNN radio show on the Dixie Highway in Boca Raton. But I hope that you're enjoying the time that you're there.
I certainly am having a wonderful time with my granddaughter, grandsons, other family, having just a wonderful family vacation.
That is wonderful. That's great news to hear. Have you been able to watch some of the Olympics while you've been away?
Actually, not a lot of television watching while I've been away, but before I left, lots of good Olympic watching. I was a really big fan of the tennis competition, and that kind of finished up long before I went away. Then I got to see Simone Giles, Abby Douglas, Amy, all of those incredibly talented gymnasts. I got to see Usain Bolt. That was awesome. So I saw some of it.
Well, I don't know if you saw the closing ceremonies last night.
I did not.
They were really magnificent. They did a fantastic job. It's just amazing how structured they were in the performance of everybody that took part in those closing moments or minutes of the Olympics for the year 2016. And the other important part is that we have a congratulations to extend to all the athletes that took part in the Olympics, because the U.S. set a record with 121 medals, and of which 46 of them were gold, 37 silver, and 38 bronze. And they were followed by China with only 70, Great Britain by 67, and Russia by 56, Germany by 42, France by 42, Japan by 41, Australia by 29, Italy by 28, and Canada by 22. And, of course, there were many other countries that won medals, and they went as far down in number till Mexico, where they won a total of 5 medals. So there was a lot of great disparity, of course, between the countries that were winning medals, but it was just a great feeling to know that we live in a country that takes good care of their athletes and as well as the people. And they did their best in winning those medals and bringing to us some great pride and pleasure. So we extend our hearty congratulations to all those athletes that took part in the Olympics for 2016.
Certainly very important sentiments expressing our congratulations. And to all of those athletes who took part and were not necessarily at the top of their games or on the list of medal winners, but what a challenge to have gone through all of the competitions and ultimately are part of the Summer Olympics. And some of the athletes overcoming such incredible adversity to get there and perform at their very best. So what an incredible experience for some of those athletes.
Well, I know that the week starts today. Save-A-Lot is a store that will be open sometime in November. Don't have an exact date yet. As we speak, I know that construction work is still being done there. And we look forward to the day that we do open in November, because we're going to be bringing everybody that shops in the store EDLP. And that is everyday low prices on all the items that you need and want to use. And, of course, Janet will be there on a daily basis helping people decide what it is they can do to help deal with any health challenges or health issues that they would like to overcome. And, Janet, is there a particular category or a particular bit of information you want to start with this morning?
Okay. I did not necessarily choose a specific category, but before we get focused on a category, one of the things that I'll share with the readers is on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 24th, 25th, and 26th, I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition location. I have samples. I have a variety of really good deals. If people want a tour of the store between 2 and 4, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday afternoons, you can come by. I'll show you what's going on with the store and just have a little bit of catching up if there are people out there listening who haven't seen me in a while, like to introduce themselves, come on by the store. And the store is in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, just a little bit south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7. So if you want to see what's happening at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and hear a little bit about the plans for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, that EDLP, it's a very special store. You are going to be just amazed at how you can save money and eat very, very well and take the highest quality supplements from national brand manufacturers. So I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 2 to 4. So come on by.
Well, we look forward to that. I will, of course, be there with you, and I'd like to welcome any of the people who have shopped in my stores prior to us being there and give them a big welcome, hug, and hello for coming to visit us at the Save-A-Lot location in Margate. Last week on Thursday and Friday, we had the opportunity to get into the category of stress. And we started with a young group of people and worked our way all the way up to people that are, I guess, in the retirement years of their life, where they have grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and how they deal with stress and anxiety. I think there are other issues that people face on a regular basis that I know that we'll be getting into over the years that we're going to be on radio. And from all your years of experience in what you have been going through in helping people, Janet, is there any other isolated topic that you would like to touch upon? Otherwise, I can give you a couple of ideas that may be able to help people deal with certain situations that they face in their everyday lives. So does anything come to mind?
One of the areas, it certainly is related to the discussion about stress, is sleep. I hear from so many people of all different ages who, for one reason or another, are unable to get a satisfying night's sleep. Either they are asleep for the correct number of hours, let's say between 7 and 8 hours a night, but they don't necessarily awaken refreshed and revitalized. They don't necessarily have their brain function kick in right away and a little bit of zip in their step. They're kind of slow starters. Or the people that that go to bed at a reasonable hour and for one reason or another they're unable to fall asleep. Or people who get into bed, their head hits the pillow, they go right to sleep, but 2 hours later they're awake. So all manner of sleep problems are an issue that many people I talk to deal with. And so it's, I think, important information to share with our listeners that there are so many natural substances and different recommendations that can be made of how you handle things during the day and then what supplements are beneficial to assure that you get a good night's sleep. Do you have any favorites in order to make certain that you get a good night's sleep, Al?
Well, my own feeling is to try to get to sleep at the same time every night. This will enable you to have a restful night's sleep and get up at a prescribed time that you have chosen in the morning. The majority, I think, of our listeners have to get up and go to work. And you want to get up at a time where you're not going to stress yourself because you don't have enough time to get ready. So the best thing that you can do for yourself is get to sleep at the same time every night so that you're up at a reasonable hour in the morning after getting your 7 or 8 hours and being able to perform and function during the course of that day that you're getting up. Because most people will have a great deal of stress if they can't accomplish the first things that they want to do before they even get out of their house. So that's one of the ways I have found to help people do what they have to do to get that restful night's sleep. And, of course, there are remedies that we discuss with stress and anxiety, Janet, that people can use for sleep as well. I think they work hand-in-hand together. And I think the GABA that we spoke about, and I know we didn't speak about valerian, but that's one of my favorites. And, of course, melatonin. Those are three supplements that I totally believe in to help people get a very, very restful night's sleep. We're coming up on an intermission. So why don't we go to the intermission, Janet, and then when we come back, we can talk about some other things I found that may be of interest having to do with a product or a material called acetaminophen.
And that music means it's time for a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. you will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined by Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be in a lovely, lovely place this morning at the Jersey Shore, enjoying herself, but is coming back tonight to the hot and toasty area of South Florida. Did you want to finish what you were saying about the sleep, Janet?
So in addition to the supplements that are available that are supportive of getting a good night's sleep, one of the things that I think is important to discuss has to do with our activities during the course of the day, as well as what you do just before you get into bed at night. So what I will start with, there are so many people who absolutely love their coffee and might be using coffee not only first thing in the morning to get their brain started, but might continue that coffee or caffeine throughout the day, keeping themselves alert and highly functional during the afternoon at work or whatever occupation they have. And the other part of it is sometimes people, for that mid-afternoon slump that they might experience, I think sometimes they turn to coffee for that. And so what I'm going to suggest is have your coffee in the morning, but the rule is after 11 o'clock in the morning, no more coffee, no more caffeine. Then again, in that mid-afternoon slump, many people might turn to sugar or some sort of processed carbs. They might even think that they're buying a protein bar and they're having that in the middle of the afternoon. And there might be, if they were to read the small print or the label on the back of whatever it is they're choosing, they might see a very high amount of sugar in whatever their mid-afternoon snack might be. So my suggestion with regard to that, if you think that it's sugar that you need, a little bit of sugar to keep you going through that 3 to 5 in the afternoon energy slump, my suggestion would be some fruit. Best if it's berries. You could do an apple, not necessarily an orange for many people. There are so many different fruit choices that you might make this time of the year, the plums, the peaches, the nectarines, the pears, all of those very good choices, a much better choice than some cookies or a candy bar or something like that. So a piece of fruit in the middle of the afternoon. Then, over the course of the day, if you have chosen sugary items or sweets or a dessert, let's say, after lunch, again, that interference with a stable blood sugar chemistry can ultimately at bedtime interfere with achieving a really high quality good night rest time. So the recommendation over the course of the day is minimize the sugar intake. If you are taking in something that does have some sugar, and let's say you've decided to make that choice of fruit with sugar in it, you might bring into that picture some nuts or seeds. So a few walnuts, a few almonds, maybe some pumpkin seeds. And my recommendation would be make certain that they are raw, not roasted and salted as you would typically find in the grocery store, but rather raw nuts and seeds, an excellent accompaniment to the fruit that you're eating. And for people who say, well, I've been told that for my digestive system, it really would be best if I stayed away from the nuts and seeds. So here's my suggestion. There are two for people who need to stay away from raw nuts and seeds. You could have an apple or pear slices and just a very little dab of almond butter, cashew butter on your apple slices, on your pear slices. And for those people who really are not going to be, they don't necessarily like that combination, okay, some Greek yogurt. And my suggestion is, limit the amount, let's say 3 to 4 tablespoons, a quarter cup about, of the yogurt with your fruit. Now, you can make this an absolutely delicious and enticing snack that's keeping your energy up but not going to interfere with your ability to get a good night's sleep. So the yogurt, Greek yogurt, I'm suggesting, it tends to be more filling and the protein is more concentrated in the Greek yogurt. And you don't necessarily have to buy Greek yogurt. All you have to do is pour off the liquid whey in your regular yogurt, and you've got essentially Greek yogurt. And you can make it very appealing by adding cinnamon, adding a little bit of vanilla extract. You can sweeten it a little bit, maybe some organic grade B maple syrup, but a very, very little bit, maybe a teaspoon of that organic maple syrup. Raw local honey, again, just a little bit. So those are some of the suggestions that you can use it as an accompaniment to your fruit in the afternoon. Now, I was kind of little not so happy about the protein bars. I walk down the aisles very frequently of health food stores, take a look at what are the offerings in the protein bar section. And honestly, they look more like sugar bar section rather than protein bars, because you look at the amount of sugar and the amount of carbohydrates, then you look at the amount of protein, and invariably the carb and sugar content is significantly higher than the protein content. So be very aware of what you're choosing. If you have a desire for a protein bar in the middle of the afternoon, keep in mind you can also do a little bit of protein drinks. You can add a little bit of flavored protein powder to that Greek yogurt that you're having with your fruit. So there are so many different individualized suggestions that I can make so that people can maintain their energy throughout the afternoon and not experience that low energy dip. What do you think, Al?
Well, one comment I'd like to add to what you're saying about protein bars is there are now, I would classify probably in the thousands, that you have a variety to pick from in protein bars. There are that many that are available in either supermarkets, health food stores, mass market, big box stores, you name it. The majority I have found contain objectionable ingredients. And the two most objectionable ingredients that I have found is something called sucralose and your food dyes. And I know we've spoken about that, Janet, and we will continually to talk about that because it really is a detriment to the body when they continually put sucralose or the artificial flavorings and food colorings into what they consider to be a healthy snack. And as you pointed out, a protein bar is a healthy snack if it doesn't contain artificial ingredients. And if you could just touch upon why sucralose, which they promote as a sugar, should not be consumed, I think it would be very helpful, because you find sucralose in many, many different products. I know that the diet sodas that are prevalent on the marketplace today are loaded with artificial sweeteners, sucralose being probably the number one sweetener found in almost every diet soda. And it is not natural sugar they're using. It may be derived from sugar, but it's got the chlorine molecules. And it's something that could be a big, big detriment to the human body by drinking it every single day, which most people that are hooked on those diet drinks find that they do. They cannot get through a day without consuming either a Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke or some other diet soda that's on the marketplace. You have to get used to drinking good, clear, ideal water as the number one choice of beverage to be able to satisfy thirst and hydration. And I'd like for you to express your feelings on sucralose, Janet.
Well, sucralose certainly has the unfortunate capacity to interfere in the very way that I'm suggesting people avoid, and that is interfering with your blood sugar chemistry. And by destabilizing blood sugar chemistry in the middle of the afternoon, you set your body up on a blood sugar roller coaster. So that high that you experience from ingesting the sugar-less sweetened beverages leads to a high blood sugar that leads to a crash in your blood sugar chemistry. So you're going up and down and up and down. The crash in your blood sugar chemistry leaves you feeling like you are fatigued, your brain isn't working as quickly as you want it to work, you're feeling a little cranky, you're feeling for sure as though you need to have something to eat, and preferably that something to eat would be sweet, and you need it now. So you really do want to stay away from super low sweetened beverages. The other thing is, unfortunately, very often people who have been diagnosed with either full-blown diabetes or if they have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, their A1C number is over 5.7, then those people think that by using a sugar-free product, either soda or some sort of product that tastes sweet but it doesn't contain sugar, or that they're putting Blenda, which is sucralose, Blenda in whatever it is that they're preparing. And that combination, even though it doesn't have sugar per se, still disturbs your blood sugar chemistry. And when you get rid of the sucralose, you may find that your blood sugar stabilizes, and stabilizes very quickly. And so if you're looking for a solution to achieve a more balanced blood sugar, avoiding Blenda, sweet and low, equal, even though those choices have no calories, they still disturb your blood sugar chemistry.
Janet, hold the balance of your thoughts on that particular subject, because we're coming up on a quick intermission, which you could take us to. And then when we come back, I want to finish up with sucralose and then get into acetaminophen.
And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am here with Janet Cimarelli, and we're trying to bring to you the best information possible for you to lead a very healthy life and eliminate some health challenges that you may be experiencing. So, Janet, we were speaking about the area of sucralose and other artificial sweeteners that give people the ability to think they're solving a situation where they're creating a whole fresh new one by ingesting all these artificial sweeteners.
And these artificial sweeteners disturb their blood sugar chemistry, and when you get on that blood sugar roller coaster, then the ability to have a good night's sleep is certainly interrupted. One of the things that happens as people's blood sugar drops, if they are asleep, they will be startled awake. Their eyes will pop open. It will be apparent that there is nothing in the vicinity, no loud noise, nothing that has awakened them. It is the blood sugar chemistry, internal chemistry, that has startled them awake. And so that's one of the most important areas for people to understand, that if they're awakened just several hours after they've fallen asleep, it's very possible their blood sugar is dropping. So you want to make sure that over the course of the day, you're doing all of the things to maintain a stable blood sugar, whole, healthful foods that have fiber content, because one of the best ways to control your blood sugar is with good fiber intake on a daily basis. Then, if you would like some suggestions with regard to choices about falling asleep, some of the very gentle ones would be homeopathic. King Bio has a spray, homeopathic, that will have the profile of ingredients that very helpful and supportive of relaxing and falling asleep. One of the things that is very popular among people who are looking for a natural substance to help them fall asleep, that's melatonin. But when you're using melatonin, it's important to understand that you should do two things before you get into bed. First of all, you should make sure that your bedroom is very dark, that you have room darkening shades. If maybe a street light might be shining in a window or something like that, make sure that your window coverings are dark and keeping out that light. And then you should do something that raises your body temperature, because melatonin is a neurotransmitter or a hormone that is produced in your brain in response to darkness. And one of the things that happens as you lay down and begin to fall asleep is your body temperature rises. It's part of a circadian rhythm of body temperature rising and falling over a 24-hour period. And the increase in body temperature is one more subtle signal to your body that it's time to relax the muscles, close your eyes, and put your brain waves in a different mode. So darken your room. Don't necessarily leave the television on, and be certain that you have either a warm bath, a warm shower, or something that will raise your body temperature. That's the way to get the best results with melatonin, keeping in mind that a higher dose of melatonin is not necessarily a more efficient dose of melatonin. Some people do very well on just half a milligram, 0.5 milligram, and other people need 2.5, 5 milligrams. There's such a variety of choices of doses available from many different companies. And the melatonin can be in a variety of different forms. It can be a swallow, pill, or capsule. And the other option is either a liquid syrup. There are some fabulous liquid syrups that are available from Cal and Natrol. Then there's a sublingual tablet where you put it under your tongue and let it dissolve. And so many people, they put those sublingual tablets in their mouth, usually nicely flavored, and they are asleep before the tablet is completely dissolved. There is a beautiful formula, a spray formula, called Rescue Sleep, and that is a very efficient and easy to use product. So homeopathics, herbal formulas, and the basis of all of these things to make them work very well, magnesium. Magnesium is a muscle relaxer, so when your muscles are able to relax, all of these things work better. Al?
Well, let me move on and ask a question and then give you some opinions from a journal that I read every day. And the question is, acetaminophen in pregnancy linked to behavioral problems in the offspring? The response from this is coming from different sources that believe that the use of acetaminophen to relieve pain and fever has generally been considered safe during pregnancy. But recent research suggests a need for caution. Research published in JAMA Pediatrics, a very prestigious journal, has found that acetaminophen use in pregnancy may increase the risk of a range of behavioral problems in children. Acetaminophen, also known as paracetamol, which is featured in a wide range of over-the-counter remedies, including Actifed, Panadol, and Tylenol. And I think everybody listening to the show here has heard of Tylenol or has occasion to use Tylenol. There are also RX medications, which are pharmaceuticals, that contain it, including oxycodone and tramadol. And apart from pain and fever, it is also included in treatments for allergy, coughs, colds, flu, and sleep disorders. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommends a maximum dose of, listen to this number, Janet, 4,000 milligrams. A maximum dose, 4,000 milligrams, of acetaminophen in a 24-hour period, because overuse can lead to serious liver problems. However, it is often combined with other ingredients. Patients may not realize how much they are taking. So for those people that are hooked on Tylenol, I think what you have to do is you have to start looking for another avenue as to how to relieve pain. And pain is something I believe nobody should have to go through. The question is whether or not it's a easy pain to solve or a hard pain to solve. And there are situations that I personally believe you need to turn to pharmaceuticals. You have no choice. But whether or not you use them on a regular basis remains to be seen, and for how long a period of time that you need them for. So in your consultations with people, Janet, over the years, I know you've dealt with the issue of pain in many, many different situations. And I'm sure you've had people come to you and say, well, I take Tylenol to prevent pain from destroying or disrupting my life. But here is studies done by a prestigious journal, the Journal of American Medical Association, Pediatrics, that said that acetaminophen is very, very dangerous in pregnancy, but is also dangerous for people to use on a regular basis. So if you had to give somebody advice, what would your advice be?
Well, for sure, my perspective is for women who are considering becoming pregnant, if there are any pharmaceuticals that you have been using, you would work with your physician to come off, wean yourself off. And even if your doctor says, oh, that's fine, just stop taking it, I suggest that you stop taking any pharmaceutical that you've been using for an extended period of time. Wean yourself off a little bit at a time, possibly give yourself 2 to 3 weeks to get completely off the pharmaceutical. And then I can suggest, if you need assistance in understanding how to go about the weaning off process, and if you need assistance with understanding what are some natural substances that you can use as an option for whatever you've been taking, come on in to see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center when that store opens. But very important to understand that there are lots of options out there. And so my position is, during pregnancy, no aspirin, no Tylenol, none of those Advil, Aleve, over-the-counter pain relievers. And if you've been dealing with something that requires some kind of antihistamine product, keeping in mind that there are good natural options to use instead of an over-the-counter antihistamine or an over-the-counter pain reliever containing aspirin or acetaminophen.
Well, I think the
important perspective.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
My perspective is, we don't know how each one of these different chemicals will be metabolized in the person who's using it. Suppose that person hasn't had any food and is taking that in. Suppose the person is taking it with a caffeinated beverage. Suppose that person's family history includes diabetes. Suppose that person's family history includes inflammatory disease. We have no idea exactly how these over-the-counter remedies will be metabolized in the individual. And during pregnancy, you just don't want to take the chance.
That's excellent advice. And hopefully our listeners that may have experienced pain issues with their bodies should take into consideration that there are other methods used that have been used for hundreds of years in using natural remedies to help alleviate pain in the body, no matter where it's coming from. And there are issues, if they are severe, that you may have to resort to a pharmaceutical if necessary, for a short period of time to give you the relief that you need to overcome that. Jenna, let's take us to our final break of the day. And when we come back, here's a very stimulating tease, so to speak, of what's coming up next. Financial worries linked to mental health issues among university students.
And to all of our listeners, don't go away. More to come on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. And I am on the air with Janet Cimarelli. And we're speaking about a variety of topics that I believe pertain to almost everybody listening to the show. If not them personally, it may be a relative, a friend, an acquaintance that may have experienced some of the issues that we're speaking about today. So hopefully we're getting a message across that there are ways to overcome health issues in a natural, easy, supplement manner. And qualified individuals like Janet Cimarelli can give you the advice that you need to overcome these particular issues. And I had made mention the fact that the topic next is financial worries linked to mental health issues among university students. Experiencing financial difficulties and worrying about debt at universities increases the risk of mental health conditions such as depression and alcohol dependency, according to new research from the University of Southampton. And the research published online in the Community Mental Health Journal found that symptoms of anxiety and alcohol dependence worsened over time for those who were struggling to pay the bills. Those who were more stressed about their debt had worsening levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. And additionally, mental health issues and alcohol dependency predicted higher levels of financial stress and vice versa, suggesting the possibility of a vicious cycle that occurs in the human body. Dr. Thomas Richardson, a visiting academic at the University of Southampton and a principal clinical psychologist at Salient Trust, led the study. He said the findings suggest a vicious cycle whereby anxiety and problem drinking exacerbate financial difficulties, which then go on to increase anxiety and alcohol intake. Interventions which tackle both difficulties at the same time are therefore most likely to be effective. And the study asked more than 400 first-year undergraduate students from universities across the UK to assess a range of financial factors, including family influence or affluence, recent financial difficulties, that being unable to afford bills or having to borrow money, and the attitude toward their finances at four time points across their first year at the university. The fact that this study was at a number of time points allowed researchers to examine which came first, financial difficulties or poor mental health. So which do you think comes first, Janet, financial difficulties or poor mental health?
I'm going to kind of do a 180 and go political on you, Al. What
All right.
about the idea of providing tuition-free college-level education, the entry point being a local two-year college to allow people to get an associate degree, and for those who have maintained a certain grade point average, and a focus on a particular degree, that they would then be eligible to go on to the beyond that, to the further 2 years toward a bachelor's degree. And maybe it isn't at 100% tuition free, but at a more affordable tuition. And postgraduate work, possibly being able to be financed by a work-study program in that postgraduate area. And so those are things in a very well-off nation like the United States to provide our talented youth the option to have a higher education and reach their career goals without the imposition of such an overwhelming burden with regard to the cost of higher education in this country. When we take a look at what the university and college presidents are paid, it's shocking. And then further, the members of Congress have the ability to forgive their family members' tuition loan debt. So if you have a parent who is a member of Congress and you have a student loan, it gets forgiven. Well, isn't that odd that those very well-paid political representatives of ours have the ability to achieve essentially college education for their family members at our expense? So I think that there certainly is an extreme imposition of stress that ultimately that ongoing heavy-duty financial stress will certainly lead to mental health issues. Mental health issues, just anxiety and insomnia, irritability, depression, all of those issues brought about by an overwhelming debt. An overwhelming debt that has come about because we are paying the presidents of our universities obscene amounts of money at the expense of our talented youth. So I'm pretty opinionated on the subject.
Well, I think you brought out a very good point, and I think I would chime in by saying that maybe advice that they could be looking at would be, instead of starting from finishing high school and jumping right into college, is if you cannot afford, or if your family who would like to help you cannot afford to pay for tuition, I think maybe one of the things that you may want to consider doing would be working for a year, save up the money, because you probably will not have any living expenses living with your parents. And that first year of income should be put aside so that you can devote it all to the tuition that it would cost you at school. If overall you feel very, very strong and good and healthy, what you may also consider is enrolling in a two-year college, as Jen had pointed out, and get yourself a part-time job. And from the part-time job, save that extra money. Don't spend it on unnecessary things that you want to use to keep up with your friends, because you may have friends that are a little bit more wealthy than you, and what you're trying to do is accomplish a couple of different things by letting them know that you're as good as they are because you're able to keep up with them in whatever you choose to either buy for yourself to wear, or what you choose to yourself for entertainment, or what you choose for yourself for a modus to vehicle, a motor vehicle to get you around, to get you from place to place, and a whole host of other things that people compare themselves to. So these are some points that I think you can start to utilize if you know somebody that is going to be entering college this coming year. I think most colleges have already started or will be starting this month. But you can still go ahead and arrange your life in such a way that you don't put the pressure on having to have the financial worries that prevents you from doing all your work necessary to make your college years fruitful and, of course, educational. So those are some points that you may want to look into, and they can be discussed with your family and, of course, with your friends, so you come up with a solution that is going to be best suited for your interest. John, do you have any closing thoughts before we say goodbye?
Well, I think it would be wonderful if I get to meet some of our listeners if they want to come by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week from 2 to 4. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is on the west side of 441, just south of Sample Road in Margate in the Penn Dutch Center. So the Penn Dutch store is at the north end of the center and Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at the south end. And I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 2 to 4.
We look forward to that. Enjoy the rest of your time up in New Jersey.
I will do it.
And we'll speak tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. AM.